an arrest. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Former President Donald Trump posting on social media that he's expecting to be arrested Tuesday over a hush money payments investigation. Fox's Nate Foy has the latest.
But former President Trump is already reacting to his expected arrest, posting this on Truth Social, quote, with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former President of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest. Take our nation back.
The New York City District Attorney's Office declining to comment. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tweeting there will be an investigation into the use of federal money for politically motivated investigations. A powerful earthquake hitting southern Ecuador and northern Peru, killing at least a dozen people and trapping others under rubble. Fox's Arthel Neville reports.
Video shows some buildings completely collapsed and crowds of people huddled in the streets. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was measured at magnitude 6.7. It hit near Ecuador's second largest city. The Emergency Response Agency says search and rescues are underway. They say there is no threat of a tsunami.
Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso tweeting for residents to remain calm. Fear still growing following the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank over a week ago.
Smaller banks are concerned about the FDIC's plan to make the depositors of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank whole through a special assessment that is applied to all banks, both large and small.
That's Fox's Lydia Hu in Morristown, New Jersey. The FDIC has not given an estimate of how much is needed to reimburse the SVB investors. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The mother of a teenager who died miles from Alex Murdaugh's South Carolina hunting property says her son's body will be exhumed. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Sandy Smith confirming Friday that she has raised enough money for an independent exhumation and autopsy of her son, Stephen. Stephen Smith was killed in 2015 in what police initially described as a hit and run not far from Moselle, the Islington, South Carolina hunting property owned by disgraced attorney Alex Murdaugh, the same property where he shot and killed his wife and youngest son. The 19-year-old was a classmate of Murdaugh's son, Buster. However, Sandy Smith says authorities have changed the cause of death multiple times, leading her to seek answers on her own. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division has reopened an investigation into Stephen Smith's death.
Evacuations taking place in a California neighborhood after a sinkhole opens up. Fox 5 San Diego's Alani Letang in Oceanside, California, with the details.
Behind a row of homes, a sinkhole formed on a hill, forcing evacuations. The ground slid, pushing through a retainer wall at the bottom, so strong it knocked some homes off their support stands. Because the situation is both in Oceanside and Vista, both cities are stepping up, including both agencies of Public Works Department, water districts, and also SDG&E here is assisting.
An off-duty worker with the Detroit Fire Department is accused of shooting another driver in an act of road rage.
Redford police investigating an alleged road rage incident involving an off-duty Detroit Fire Department employee. Sources say the woman was on her way to work at a Detroit fire station when she allegedly fired three shots at another woman's car. That woman drove to the Redford Police Department just a mile away from the crime scene. Authorities aren't saying if she was hit by any bullets. The suspect was arrested a short time later.
That's Fox 2 Detroit's Camille Amiri. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.